Put your website to work while you play. A website works 24/7, so no matter where you are or what you're doing, people can still find you online. Start building your website today at GoDaddy. It starts with a .com domain. Enter promo code 199WWC at checkout to get your .com for just $1.99. It used to be $2.99. Now we're down to $1.99. Some limitations apply. See website for details. The code, again, is 199WWC. The 199 stands for $1.99, and the WWC stands for Watch What Crappens. See how that makes sense? Use it and have fun.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all the crap we love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com, and I'm here with the lovely Ben Mandelker from B-Side Blog.
Hi, Ronnie. This is so strange. We're actually here in person.
I know. I can see your face.
I can see your face, too.
It's so awkward. I'm usually in my underwear. My balls are cupped in one hand, and I've got like a lovely bottle of wine in the other.
Well, now you have no balls in your hand and a glass of water, so it's kind of like a lose-lose situation for you.
I know, but you're here, downgrade. So yay, I won.
I just want to, like, stroke your cute little face, Ron.
Yeah, it was good that I had to come see you today because I actually took a shower, I shaved, I groomed.
Yeah, nice.
All parts of me are trimmed because you never know what could happen on the way over here. Nothing did, but I would have been prepared.
But wait, hold on 1 second. I'm getting a phone call.
For real?
I don't know. No.
Do you have to answer it?
No, I won't answer.
Is it Andy Cohen? Then you're not answering.
I'm in the process of looking for a job, so I'm always like wary of phone calls.
They can wait.
To me. They can wait for Bravo.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm at B-Side Blog, bsideblog.com, and at B-Side Blog on Twitter and on Instagram and on Facebook and everywhere else.
Facebook. Bravo podcast.
And Ronnie, you are
At TrashTalkTV.com. We've got a lot of really funny recappers right now, recapping shows. Real Housewives of New Jersey and Below Deck right now are especially funny there.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at TrashTalkTV, TrashTweetTV, TrashTalkTV on Instagram and Tumblr, and where else? Ronnie Karam everywhere else if you want my personal BS.
And of course, if you're listening to this podcast, you should come over to our Facebook page on Facebook.
Yeah, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens or on Twitter at whatcrappens. But Facebook is a place to go because we are cracking up with you guys. You guys have been posting there a lot lately. We get all of our gossip from there.
Yeah, tons and tons of stuff. And actually, one thing that we're very excited to talk about, right? There are two things, actually.
Yeah, two plugs.
A little bit of housekeeping here. First thing, we're super, super excited about this. Watch What Crappens has been nominated by LA Weekly for Best Podcast.
Yeah, and that's not really a big deal anywhere but LA, but it's a big deal in LA. Go vote for it. It's LA Weekly's 2014 Reader's Choice Contest. You can Google it or just come find it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And just go vote, please. It would be so lovely to win something.
Yeah, this would like change our lives.
Yeah, our whole lives.
So it's readerschoice.laweekly.com. Go there and vote for whatever else you want to, but definitely vote for Watch What Crappens for Best Podcast. Actually, can I tell you something? One of the other nominees lives in this building.
Who is it?
I'm not going to say because one time I mentioned it and he sent me like a message on Twitter, like a direct message being like, hey, can you not say where I live? I was like, ugh. So anyway, it's kind of funny, an in-building competition.
What's his potty? What's his podcast?
Well, if I tell you what his podcast is about, then you'll know who it is.
That would be a good podcast, I think, if it was like a podcast. And you just like, because every morning I sit there with my phone on the toilet anyway. You might as well make it a podcast and be like, today, Syria did something horrible. Today, Syria decided to stop teaching math just to Syrian children.
That happen on my toilet, the things I look at on my iPhone, it's usually like Instagram and then like, let me refresh my Instagram in case there's another photo that came up in the past 10 seconds. Let me check that again. Now let me stalk some people through Instagram. That's basically
Used to think like if there was one human quality that I could change, it would be pooping. Because I've just never understood that. Like, why would God make us where or whoever, whatever you believe in, okay? Yeah. Why would we be made like having to poop? It's just so gross. And then I was like, well, when else did people read the Bible back in the old days?
Yeah, exactly. It's like Bible time.
Poop.
It's like God's way of
pooping
saying
is where we educate ourselves.
Yeah.
Yay, poop.
So the other big plug that we have is that we have started up with this service called Patreon. If you go to patreon.com, you can see what they're all about. We did this because it's a way to get a little bit of help for our podcast. You know, obviously Ronnie and I, we do this podcast once a week. We really, really, really enjoy it. And we would do more, except, you know, it takes time to do this, to watch the shows, to record, to publish the podcast and everything. So basically what this site does is it's kind of like Kickstarter, but a little different. It lets people who listen to shows, whether they're podcasts or they like or YouTube channels or whatever, allows people to sort of support the content creators that they like. So you can give a donation, like a micro donation, as they say, and it helps us. A little bit goes a long way for us.
Yeah, basically we didn't want to start a subscription podcast where everything was paid, so we're going to keep the podcast completely free, but this has different ways that you could subscribe to extra features. We'll be doing a bonus after show every week where we just talk crap about gossip and news and other TV shows. We'll do like a monthly party on Google Hangouts where you guys can come drink with us and we all talk together. We could do viewing parties. There's like a lot of really cool things that we're going to start rolling out that are only going to be part of the subscription service. But all of this regular podcast stuff is going to stay totally free. And we understand that people are poor. So if you're poor, don't do it. We don't care.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then do it. And if you're, there's different levels. You could do $1 an episode. You can do, you know, $1 million an episode.
Yeah.
Like whatever you feel most comfortable with.
But yeah, exactly. And it's per episode. And if you're concerned, if you're saying to yourself, well, what happens if you put out like, oh, wait, hold on, don't touch that because the cable's sensitive, sorry.
I need to fiddle with something.
I know, I'll give you some, here, here's a napkin to fiddle with.
Okay, I'll fiddle with it.
So if you're concerned, like, well, if I pledge $1 per episode and then you guys do 30 episodes per month one month, then I'm out of $30. Don't worry. On the site, you can say, I only want to do a max of like $5 per month or something like that.
Yeah.
So you will be protected in case we go crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so that's basically it. So if you guys want to support the podcast further and get a lot more content that's only going to be available there, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappy.
And on top of that, I just want to add, too, that if we wind up getting enough donations per episode, we will actually go up to 2 Watch What Crappens episodes per week.
Yes.
And if we get even more than 3 and even more, up to 4 episodes per week, like a real radio show. And all those details are on our Patreon site.
Yeah, so go check that out. Okay, so now let's get to the regular show.
Yes, was a lot of plugging. I know, so many plugs.
What was even on this week? Okay, the other day I watched The Housewives of Melbourne.
Oh yeah, Housewives of Melbourne.
And I tried to repeat all the lines.
A little friendly advice for Gina. A little friendly advice for you, Ronnie.
What kind of... I don't want to hear it, Dolly. I don't want to hear it, Dolly. Just keep looking at me then. It's getting better, right?
Yeah, it's getting much better.
Yeah, because I was repeating every line as they said it this week.
Oh, that's good. That'll help.
Yeah.
I do that too, but...
So this week was... what happened this week?
A lot of things happened this week. First of all...
First of all.
Little friendly advice.
First of all.
Little friendly advice from me. I have to take more notes on this show so I remember what Gina says. Janet. Lydia. let's see. I mean, the big thing that happened was that Cheeker had a big party for the
Legionnaire's disease.
Legionnaire's disease. Was it for what? It was for the big
wasn't it called like a Legionnaire's party?
Oh no, it was like
the Legionnaire's party. I just spit. Sorry.
It's like the Legionnaire's party. No, it was a spring party. It was to showcase all their spring food.
And then, I think it was called the Legionnaire's party.
Well,
and I was
like,
isn't that the disease that was in Hugh Hefner's pool that got all those strippers sick?
They're like, we're gonna have the AIDS party.
Yeah, they're like, yay, AIDS. It stands for Annie in the sink. Annie in the sink party.
Yeah, that's an expression that means let's have fun. Annie in the sink. It's like Waltz and Matilda.
Yeah, here's a gift bag. It's full of awkward.
Yeah, Annie in the sink.
Annie in the sink. Annie in the sink.
So that happened, and the big thing was that, you know, all the girls are still mad at Gina because...
For all that nothing she did.
Yeah.
Oh, and hey, by the way, Derek Hazelton, and you're standing up for everybody against Gina. Gina has done nothing. You will never convince me that Gina's done anything. And you know I'll judge a bitch.
Yeah.
I have no problem, like, saying who did what.
No.
She didn't do anything.
I will say it was bad that she made people wait for so long. That's bad. If you show up and make people wait an hour to play tennis, I get that. But why don't they just start playing tennis, by the way?
Yeah, they had enough people. What were they going to play, triples?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
they had plenty of people to play tennis.
Yeah, she could get change and everything. She should not have worn that shit on the tennis court, but that was up to Andrea to give a little friendly advice and say, Gina,
can't wear this.
This costs $40,000.
It's expensive, Gina.
You know what she makes me look like? Mr. Monopoly. Because I have money to buy a tennis court. But she doesn't have money to buy a tennis court.
If I said you can pass go, Gina, she would have ruined the board with those shoes. I would have had to buy an entire new Monopoly board.
You know what she reminds me of? Boardwalk. Because she walks on boards. And Boardwalk is a property on Monopoly.
Atlantic City never would have been successful with those shoes scraping it all up in the beginning. People would have been like, I'm not going to that casino. The Boardwalk's all scraped up from those shoes.
You know what she should do? She should buy a hotel on Mediterranean Avenue because she's from Italy. She's Mediterranean. That's what she should do.
She should call it Goop because that's all she's got on her face. Her name should be Goop. Hey, Gina, your name should be Goop.
You know what her favorite card is? Her favorite card is Chance Card. Because every time you come, you always risk the chance that you'll be waiting.
You know what I'm going to get Gina for her birthday? Some Windex so she can clean up the makeup that she left all over my bathroom.
How about Gina takes a ride on Reading Railroads? That way she can read the time of the invitation. So that's actually way too advanced for an Andrea. She actually had another one this week.
Andrea's too stupid.
She made another joke this week, and I'm so mad I didn't write it down because it was just exactly what we were saying.
Gina's like a pregnant girl's period. Late.
that's too advanced. That actually has like a setup, and like it would be like, Gina would be like a pregnant girl's period. She's bloody. Because she just got into an accident.
Hi, Gina. You know what you look like? Someone who walks outside.
Hey, Gina, you need a hat? Because you got hair on your head. So she puts your hair in the hat.
Hey, Gina. You know, I can look right through you. You know why? Because you're standing outside and there's a window here.
Hey, Gina. You're dressed like a girl. That's because you're a girl. Gina. So you know what I said to Gina? I said, Gina, nice walking on your legs. What are you, a human being?
Gina, looks like you got out of bed this morning.
Hey, Gina, it looks like you're alive. What do you think you are, an alive person?
Oh, Gina, I see you put hairspray on your hair.
Hey, Gina, I heard you put hairspray on your hair. What'd you do, spray your hair?
That woman is such a C word. I love, my favorite part of the episode was, okay, I don't know how much we go into this show. Like, is anybody even watching this show?
I think so.
Like,
it's okay.
So there's a party, and of course everybody's like, is Gina gonna come? And she comes, and blah, blah, blah. So the doctor husband, that stupid bitch's doctor husband, is like, oh, how you doing, Gina? And she's like, well, you know, right? And he's like, how was the trip to the, you know, cuckoo? Or, you know, everywhere they go, there's name like, cuckoo-roo. How'd you enjoy cuckoo on the poo-poo? And she's like, it was great.
Wallaby Beach.
Yeah, he's like, how was the weather? And she's like, well, the weather was chilly. And he's like, really? The weather was chilly? And she's like, yeah, you know, with the girls, the weather was pretty chilly. There was a hurricane coming. Something like that. And he's like, what? I'm like, he didn't get it.
You know, actually, my recording cut off at that point. Like, I didn't...
Okay, so you didn't see it. So I saw this was the best part of the show because Andrea is obviously telling her husband she's doing this show to promote their businesses, right? Yeah. So he doesn't know anything but that, obviously. We now know after watching the show. So she's not one of the wives who gets the husbands involved. All the other wives tell their husbands everything. The husbands are totally involved in it. This one, the husband didn't know anything. So when Gina was over talking to the husband, Andrea started freaking out. Because she was like, oh my God, he's going to know I'm being a bitch on TV, right? Mm-hmm. So she goes over after Gina walks away, and she is so awkward. She's trying to dance with him, but she can't dance. You know, she looks like Death Becomes Her.
Friendly advice. If you want to dance, you got to dance like this. 1 foot forward, and then don't move the rest of your body.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, she can't move at all. And she's like, oh, and he's like, well, what's wrong with her? And she's like, oh, you know, I don't want to bother you with all this stuff. You know, this is, you've got big, important things to deal with. It's not this stuff. And I was like, you are in so much trouble, Andrea. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why she's not back this year, because she made her husband look like a damn fool on national TV.
Yeah.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if people in Australia hate Andrea as much as we do, because the way it is right now is all those women think that they're in the right, and think that by ganging up on Gina, by Gina...
Isn't that every housewife show? They never know which one is in the right. Like, they have no idea, and they're always picking the wrong side. I mean, last year when they all jumped on Brandi Glanville's side, mm-hmm. I mean, how can you be that out of touch?
Yeah.
You know?
No, absolutely. Chica was smart. Chica stayed out of it, for the most part. And even the psychic has kind of stayed out of it, but she's stupid, you know?
Yeah.
But,
Chica
Lydia
was like, I think maybe it's gone a bit too far.
I think it's gone too far. Can we just move on? Can we move on?
Let's just say, you know, I'm sorry, and hug, and it's done. And they're like, oh, Chica's saying that. Oh, Chica. Now let's all turn on Chica.
Oh, that's what, that was what the joke was. Andrew goes, you know what I like to call Chica? Switzerland. That's what she said. That was her joke. She goes, I like to call her Switzerland.
Then she laughed. There are these huge sides to take. I mean, what is the fight? Gina was late. Okay, sorry. Okay?
Yeah.
Sorry.
She sent a threatening email.
Oh, did you read about all of that?
No, what was
craziness?
It?
Oh my god. Well, first of all, we're terrible because we didn't even read the open letter that was... We should probably read it on air.
Where is it?
It's posted right here on our Facebook page. See, we're not just talking crap. We are actually on this Facebook page looking at what you guys have been posting. But there was an open letter posted to... Oh, my God. This Brooke stuff we have to talk about, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm behind a little bit on some...
Open letter to Gina. Hold on. Let's keep looking for it.
Gina.
Someone had written this open letter, and it was obviously one of the castmates just telling Gina off. We have to read this. But anyway, they explained this... Oh my god, you guys are posting some delicious pictures of half-naked men on our page. This is really, really good. God, there's a lot on our page this week.
Yeah, everyone went crazy.
Where's this
Someone
Gina
even posted
thing?
Actually a vintage video of the two of us doing Housewife Hoedown. Comparing
Oh my god,
Pippin.
That's mortifying. Can we erase those off the internet?
No,
no,
they're great.
There? I'm a big fan of erasing my embarrassing things on the internet.
So at the moment we're
Oh my god, Brandi and Kim fighting...
There's actually so much content, and everyone should come to our Facebook page. Too.
Anyway, we should press stop and go over this later. But anyway,
okay.
One of the main things was that the email where they're saying she's threatening legal action was not her threatening legal action. It's
right.
That she's a lawyer, and someone was suing her, and she had someone had a gag order against her for one of her cases.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying, "Listen, darlings, don't bring up this case on TV because there's a gag order."
Right.
Is all she's saying. She was not threatening them with anything, and they were taking that and saying, oh, she sent a legal letter around. It's just, I mean, it's just, like, so low, you know?
I know. But they're stupid. And it's funny how all these shows actually follow the same pattern. These women all, to a T, they all gang up on someone, whether it's in Melbourne or OC or Beverly Hills. Oh, did you find it?
No.
That's Apollo.
That's Apollo running away from jail.
That's okay. We don't...
It's okay. I'm listening to you.
Well,
you don't look at it.
I can't help but look at you scrolling. Well, the point is this. So Gina is our hero. I'm trying to remember what else happened in the episode. There was Janet. I can't tell what's going on with Janet. Janet was always one of my favorites, but she's...
I think Janet just succumbed to the pressure of all the other girls.
Because
every other girl was bitching about Gina, and she was like, well, I want to be friends with them, and she's not friends with them because...
Yeah.
They were off, like, going out of town and doing all this fun stuff, and she was just stuck in her apartment talking about her lame gay rent-a-date or whatever that she had.
Well, it's so funny because when the show began, the season premiere, I think there was a scene where Lydia and Andrea and Gina all got together and had lunch in, like, a dark room, and they were all saying how much they adore each other, and I was like, nope, this is going to shit. Any Real Housewives or Housewives, like, rip-off, like, Ladies of London, whatever... Whoever the three people are in that first step, there's always three people that get together for lunch or whatever, and they say, I just adore so-and-so. Like, I just feel like she's just great. I've known her forever. And, you know, I can tell we're going to be friends for a long time. It means that by the end of the season,
they hate each other.
And
what's up with the dumb one? What's the Lydia? The dumb whore who signed a contract with her husband and said she'd fuck him whenever he wanted? That was so disgusting.
Was that on Melbourne?
Yes.
Which one?
The one who gets... She flies in a helicopter to get a special cheese.
Yeah, that's Lydia.
Some people
Lydia.
Go to the store. We go to the helicopter.
She's like, I don't... I only like... She's like, the only thing I don't like to share is my husband.
Oh, her gross old saggy bald husband. Yeah. And I love when she told the cheese lady, she's like, don't talk to my husband like that. But anyway, her, Cheeker was like, haven't you all been friends for a long time? She's like, no.
No, it's only been 8 years.
Didn't you say you've been friends for 8 years? And she's like, no.
No.
No. I don't know what any of that meant. It's like, okay, now you're not, because you're the one who said you were.
Yeah, that was ridiculous to me. I'm like, these women are just vicious. It's actually crazy how these shows
tear down friends. They're vicious over nothing. Like, some of these shows, like, they have fun fights. Like, yeah. You can understand what they're about.
Well,
they're legitimately pissed over semi-legitimate things, but what am I talking about?
What was the initial fight?
I've really been brainwashed if I think that Real Housewives are legit fights.
No, when Andrea first got mad at Gina and was giving her some friendly advice... What was that friendly advice? But she says, sometimes you say things in a brash... Oh, you know what it was?
You're a barrister. In real life, you're a barrister. But at dinner, you're not a barrister. You're just a person. And
you know
Gina's
what it was?
Like, I've just been sitting here.
Gina's like, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
But no,
I can't take it, these ladies.
I think what happened was this. It started with the psychic. The psychic did a reading. And then Lydia told Gina... I think Gina told Lydia, like, I deal in facts, I don't deal with spirits, whatever. And then I think Lydia told the psychic what Gina said, or vice versa. The psychic told Lydia something, but Lydia gossiped. And then Gina and the psychic had a fight, right? Or they had a confrontation at a party, but it was fine. They squashed it, right? But then Andrea was still mad. She didn't like the way that Gina spoke to the psychic, I think. And so that's why Andrea's like, you have to realize, a little bit of friendly advice. Sometimes you're a bit brash in real life.
Yeah, because Andrea wasn't even in that. She wasn't even involved
right.
in any of that. She just got into it because Lydia had been talking her head up. Because Lydia finally got mad because Gina was calling her a liar over and over.
Yeah.
So then they were like, Lydia. Oh, look at Gina over there being confrontational at a party. And it's just Gina going like, hello, I'm not drinking. What a lovely party.
Wrong.
And they're like, oh, shit, what a bitch.
Well, the other thing is that Lydia was upset because Lydia had gossiped and she basically was caught. Gossiping because Gina went and confronted the psychic.
Yeah,
so then Lydia looks
told
bad.
The psychic,
so she drags,
well,
drags
you know,
an
Gina says she doesn't believe a word you say, and it's all crazy. And you're talking to demons. And
yeah.
She's like, "That's my. That's how I make my living." First of all, it is not how you make your living. I've not seen you do one psychic reading this whole time. You stupid.
I know.
I am really starting to like that girl. She's so crazy.
She is. I mean, like when they went to the distillery to check out their alcohol, the bottle and the alcohol, and the guy was saying, yeah, it's basically going to cost like $250,000. She's like, well, you know, I'm a professional psychic. I think you should know that. It's like, oh, okay, great. Like what? Like you talk to the ghosts of the bottles that are unmade, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't care. She's like, I need you to be positive. And he's like, no, I'm just being honest. Yeah. She's like, well, that's not what I need. I love that girl, though, because I started talking like her. I do things like, I'm gorgeous. Look at me. I'm just gorgeous. I mean, look at my body. It's amazing. Look how this shirt looks on me. Look at this dress. I'm gorgeous. Look at my breasts.
Shine, shine,
shine.
Shine,
shine,
shine. Shine, shine, shine.
Of course I'm happy. I'm gorgeous. My husband's gorgeous. We're rich. He's a rock star. Silver chair.
Silver chair. By the way, yesterday, I kid you not, I had breakfast with someone who wore a silver chair shirt.
Nuh-uh.
And I was going to be like, oh, Real Housewives of Melbourne. But I was like, oh, he's straight. He has no idea what I'd be talking about.
Yeah, he actually like really likes the music. Yeah.
I think it was like a vintage something.
Silver chair
vodka. What are they calling it? It's like, they're calling it like the Moscati or something like that, which I'm like, you know, it sounds like Moscato. So people can get confused. They're thinking they're getting a bottle of Moscato. I don't know. Doesn't matter. The point is this, that everything has spiraled out of control because of that initial fight with the psychic. And
yeah,
then,
that's the big fight of the year.
Because Andrea then was like, let me give you a little bit of friendly advice. And then Gina went into the bathroom and was like,
what a cunt.
What a cunt.
That was hilarious. She's like, I'm going to tell Lydia, you're a cunt. Why are you repeating everything I'm saying? You know. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Janet's like, oh, yes, darling. You know what she said about you, that you're a cunt.
She's like, oh, I'm rather cranky. I'm rather cranky about this. I have to get this off my chest. But, darling, you did say that in the bathroom. Gina's like, no, I didn't. And Janet's like, oh, you're right. Never mind. Oh, I feel so much better now.
I got it off my chest.
Got it off my
chest.
I
love that Gina just denies. Because, like, I don't think that she should have to be honest about calling someone a cunt in the bathroom. I mean,
yeah.
If you're not allowed to call someone a cunt in the bathroom, where are you allowed to do it? I mean, isn't that the point of going to the bathroom?
There's got to be some place where you can call someone a cunt. By the way, donate to our page.
Yeah, exactly.
All you ladies out there.
Well, but I mean, I'm speaking for women. Like, yeah. If you have shit to talk about another woman,
yeah.
You're going to do it in the bathroom, right? I mean,
exactly. Also, especially after you've just been attacked. If you've just been attacked about all this ridiculous stuff, of course you go to the bathroom and be like, what the fuck? Be like, yeah, Lydia's going to do a, what's her book going to be about? Like, vaginas? Like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, and it was just a stupid thing to say. Like, oh, it's a book about vaginas. And then they repeat it like, oh, she said your book is going to be about vaginas. And she's like, why would it be about vaginas? Who said that? It's bad for my reputation because now people are going to be waiting for a book about vaginas. And I'm not writing a book about vaginas. I don't know anything about vaginas. She's ruined it for me. You know, I need to check my Wikipedia page. What if it's filled with stories about me telling things about vaginas? You know, I don't do that. You know, it's ruined my life as an author. Like, oh my God, calm down. You should be allowed to talk shit about people in bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. And on podcasts.
On the phones.
And on podcasts.
Yeah, on the podcast, it doesn't count.
Yeah. All right, should we move on to
New Jersey? If I ever saw any of those women, except for Andrea, I would be lovely to them. Even Janet, who I think is a stupid whore at this point.
Yeah, I still like Janet.
You're like 90,
silly.
Okay? Why don't you stop acting 13? Stop it. Even the stuff like her son was in some horrible accident and he's being burned, and I'm like, you're a bitch. That's terrible.
And she tries to make some point that's supposed to like resonate. She's like, isn't it funny how I've used plastic surgery to make my for beauty, and now my son is using it to make him better? I'm like, what is, no, that is not ironic or like I feel terrible for your son. Like, why are you trying to like,
if he could look half as good as you, like, that's not really a goalpost.
Yeah.
She looks scary. Her face actually does look really good. But that's the creepiest. She's actually cute. I'm just mad at her for turning.
On Gina.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Gina just seems super fucking cool, you know?
Yeah, I like Gina.
She has a job, which is so weird. She dresses crazy.
She's not just a job. She's like a lawyer. Like, she has to use her brain in her job.
I just like that she shows up and she's like, whatever, and she has a good time. And people just get all over her. And when they're like, you called my book a vagina, she's like, no, I didn't. I love that. It's so funny. It's like, I don't care. Like, what, am I going to fight with you about that?
Yeah, no, I mean, she's won the season already.
Yeah,
she won. So let's go on to Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Okay. I do not need anything up people's butts. I don't need anyone fucking their moms. I don't need any more almost cancer.
This show is
disgusting. It's like medical procedures of gross old men with waxed eyebrows and waxed bodies. I don't need it. Get your fingers out of Gino's butt or whatever that guy's name is. What's that? Reno.
Reno.
Get your fingers out of Reno's butt. I don't want to see it.
I know. He's like, oh, I got to get my colon clean. Got to get checked out. They're going to turn me over. All right.
They said your colon was beautiful.
Honey, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a straw and put some colada in it and squirt it up your butt. I don't know what that means.
It's so clean, honey. Oh, your colon.
I'm going to call Teresa. I'm going to call Teresa and invite her to the colonoscopy.
Why are we watching a colonoscopy? It's of one of the husbands, first of all. It's not even a real housewife.
I know.
If that's your storyline, that you're following your husband with cameras to get his colonoscopy, it is time to just quit. What are you even doing on this show? It's your first year. You should be out there starting fights with, like, the main cast members. Call Dina fat.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Make an effort.
Yeah. I mean, I think they were trying to parallel it with I just called her cancer. What's her face?
Amber.
Amber.
Jesus. We should just start calling cancer Amber.
She's like, I got a call from the doctor. I got a call from the doctor, and he said, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. Inconclusive.
And they're like, well, it's probably fine. And she's like, well, I don't know. I can't go down this path again. I can't do it.
It's
ridiculous. And they're like,
it's like, I get tested for cancer every month. And you just never know what's going to come back in those tests. I can't go down this road again because what if I have cancer again? It's like, she's not even crying. She's at the doctor every month, and it's a test, and she has no reason to think she has cancer. She's so stupid. And while she's doing it, she's wearing, like, okay. She's wearing this Miss America dress that's so tight around her tits. Like, her tits are hanging out of this dress, and every time she moves, it's moving each one of her tits. So her tits are, like, her, like, you know, saline sacks are, like, bouncing up and down while she's, like, fake crying about possibly maybe having cancer. And her face is so tanned, it's, like, brown, but her scalp is, like, bright white.
Yes.
So, I mean, the woman is a disgusting phony mess. Get her the hell off
well,
my
the best
I
is
can't with her.
The way the show started, it was, like, Ash Wednesday, and she's in there... In the church for Ash Wednesday, she's like, oh, I can't help but think about, like, Teresa. I have to, like, we have to, like, I have to call her. I have to find out if she's okay. Like, in the middle of, like, your Ash Wednesday thing, like, that seems a little crazy.
What? I mean, churches, even churches are camera whores now. What church lets people in, puts cameras right in front of them during an Ash Wednesday service? That is so disrespectful and gross. And I'm not a religious person, but that is disgusting. And they're talking through church. And then they're sitting there talking with those stupid crucifixes on her head,
know,
like this is all real. And then she's like, I gotta go call Teresa.
Like, right now.
What, that woman you met one time?
Exactly. Like, and she's really? Like, well, I just know that when I had the cancer, like, it was such a dark place, you know, it really meant a lot for people to reach out to me. It's like,
oh,
this
yeah.
has nothing to do with your cancer.
Yeah,
nothing
she said it multiple times. Like, I know what Teresa's going through, because cancer.
Yeah.
What? That doesn't even make any sense. And Teresa's one of the dumbest people on the planet, and even she can see right through
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's like, too many questions.
But I like that Teresa was like, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. If I want to talk about it with you, I'll talk about it, but don't ask me about it again.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of talked her down, but what the hell, man?
Oh, I know. But Teresa's also, she had her dumb moment, too, because she goes and tells Dina about this rumor that Reno had sex with Santa, and Teresa's like, she's like, so Victoria says this story to me, but like, I don't want to be part of the gossip. I don't, you know, like, let other people ask those questions. Let other people spread that gossip. I'm like, what do you think you're doing right now? You are, like, voluntarily bringing
this
up to
Dina.
You
just did it. And, of course, Dina brings it up at, like, a dinner party or something.
Yeah, it's going to come up, though, because they're all going to Florida.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be good.
I know.
I mean, as good as the show can be, because right now, I don't know why I'm watching it.
I literally, you know what's sad? I had a dream last night where, like, it was involved, like, Jacqueline and Caroline, and I'm like... really sad that they got into my subconscious.
Oh, man.
That I'm dreaming about these
two
idiots.
Well, that they showed Jacqueline in the previews, so she's going to be coming back. Ugh! And it's like Jacqueline's reaction to watching the TV while Teresa's being indicted or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Ugh, I can't with Jacqueline. Like, that's who you're bringing back? She's pathetic.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to save this
why
show.
Why not Danielle stop?
Just cut this show off. I mean, it's ridiculous. These shows are usually enjoyable, but right now, I mean...
I was so
excited about Dina coming back. She doesn't bother to even try to do anything, and she's so offensive. Like, she doesn't even understand. First of all, have you seen that wedding show that she was on VH1? It's amazing.
No.
It's on YouTube, and I only saw a little part of it because my friend was talking about it. But it's like My Big Fat Fabulous Wedding or something. And it's her wedding to Tommy that cost over $1 million. And she's like, Tommy, but I want a bigger cake, and I want 50,000 people. And like, she's a total lunatic, raving bimbo, moron, horrible person. Mm-hmm. And that to see her acting like this now is just hilarious. Because
yeah.
He was cheating on her then. Tommy was talking
right.
about he was like, well, you know, I've been a bad boy. And she's like, yeah, he's been a bad boy, but I forgave him. Because he's rich.
Right, and she wants her TV wedding.
Yes, and she's still doing the same thing now. It's like the same exact thing. No respect for her. Get her off. I mean, at least if she was entertaining, but she's so offensive because she's got this little gay friend or whatever,
yeah.
And he's moving.
To Ireland.
And the way that she was talking about him, that she doesn't even realize how gross she's being. She's like, you know, maybe I relied on him too much when I was going through things with Jacqueline and Caroline, but, you know, he's a good little soldier, and I'm sad to see him go. I mean, you call them a soldier, and then in the car to her daughter, she's like, don't worry, honey, we'll find you another brother. I'm like, gross.
I feel so bad for Lexi. I feel like Lexi's going to have some real developmental issues, because like I feel like her mom
she has a trust fund, I don't care.
Well, I feel like she's fostering like a real sort of like, neediness in her, you know? Like Dina is needy. Dina is a needy mother. She's like, she cries. She's funny. She's very funny, but she's like, she's just there. She cries. She whimpers.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, oh, everyone's leaving me. She says
anyone
like
who needs to surround themselves with three-legged animals has issues. They need to feel like good people or like they're doing something. They need to be needed.
I still also would like to know why she's in this huge fight with Caroline. It's still never totally come out, and I don't like that they are... They're not explaining it, and I don't know. Something is so fishy there. They probably are both to blame, but I can't help but feel like Dina is... You know, as much as Caroline has annoyed me in the recent seasons, I feel like Caroline has a better head on her shoulder than Dina, because Dina is still BFF with Teresa and Joe. You know, like, I can't trust someone...
Well, Dina is not, though. I don't think Dina is BFFs with them. She just is for the show.
You think so? But she's, like, the godmother of this. She says, like, she acts like she's BFF, and she takes her side, at least publicly, and I just am like, these are two criminals. Absolute criminals, okay? Yeah. And they're also dumb people. They're idiots, and you are blindly taking their side. That doesn't make me respect you.
Their father was supposedly killed by the mob or something, right? Right.
Yeah.
So they've had that kind of background. I mean, in Jersey, like, if you get... Look how everybody's changed once Teresa and Joe got indicted. Everyone's like, oh, we love them. Oh, God bless them. Because it's like a cool... You know, we've talked about on this before. It's like watching The Godfather. It's like cool if you go to jail or you're...
Yeah.
You know? They look up to that. So they're actually doing a good job. Good job, Teresa and Joe. Good job.
Yeah. Let's see. Did Melissa...
Rumors of the week.
Yeah.
They're getting divorced. Have you been reading that?
I think I just saw that headline on our Facebook page.
Yes, that's where I saw it as well.
You have a little something on your cheek.
What is that?
It's gone.
What is it?
Glitter? It was like a little piece of fluff.
Fluff?
Yeah.
Yeah. The rumors are they're selling all their homes and splitting everything because they're going to get divorced.
Okay.
And he's probably going to be deported.
Right.
Bye. So now we'll get to Teresa's spinoff that Caroline totally called that she's going to get, mm-hmm. which is Teresa trying to do it on her own.
Yep.
And I hope they do, because it'll lead to scenes like that scene of Teresa in the SUV when Gia's like, Mom, I'm real proud of how you're handling this. And she's like, I love you, honey. And then Gia leaves the car and the little one's in the back sleeping. And Teresa's like, yeah, you know, honey, people go through stuff because sometimes stuff happens to people and it's part of life, you know? And the little girl goes, I'm tired. Shut up, Mom.
Meanwhile, people on our Facebook page, two different people took pictures from that scene to show that neither Gia nor Adriana were wearing seatbelts. So bad mothering skills. Thank God for the internet. Make sure no one gets off easy.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's another reason why Dina should not be friends with her, because she doesn't enforce the seatbelt rule. I don't think Melissa did anything this week, did she?
Melissa just gets harder and harder to watch. I feel like she's just obviously on something.
She did nothing.
They're poor. They did not sell. They keep saying they sold their last home. They did not sell their last
home.
Oh
yeah, they were
looking
at
it.
They were looking at their plans for like LA, an LA chic like chateau,
which is not LA at all or chic.
Yeah,
it's like some terrible Caesar's Palace ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
They did not sell their last home. They said they sold it. They did not. They rented it. The guy never paid rent. He's getting evicted. So now they're out like a couple $100,000 on that. So now they own that plus whatever they're building. Those two are fucked.
Yeah, they're very fucked, because this show is not going to last forever. Or at least their role in it will not last forever.
It's not going to last long.
And we know Bravo
is anybody watching it?
I think the ratings have really slid.
It's horrible.
It's been a real decline.
And I wish I could say it's all the twins and Amber's fault, and I think most of it is, because they're unwatchable. Like, I can't watch them.
Yeah.
But Teresa won't do anything or talk about anything because she's going to jail.
Yeah.
And Dina's not going to bother doing anything. So what are you left with? There's
exactly.
nothing going on.
You just have the twins and their potentially slutty mother, Santa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make it about Santa. The only things that have been interesting so far this year are Santa fucking Reno.
Yeah, which may not even have happened.
Victoria Gotti. That's it.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to think if was there anything else on the show? I don't remember literally anything else. We could talk about some gossip, I guess, in the meantime, before we go on to Below Deck. Wait, do you have any other notes?
Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, we're very professional. Right here.
Tree talking to her asleep kid. Joe something drama. I really like that scene where Joe, Midget Joe, is like, you know, I really feel.
Yeah.
The tree and Joe. I was like, you do not. Shut up. And it was like 5 minutes of him trying to act, and it was terrible. Dong underwear, because Reno wore those underwear.
Oh my God, they had
that,
to blur
like,
it out.
Outlined his wiener and made it into a penis.
Yes, I can.
When Joe Gorga's like, in the future, you're going to think, you're going to look in the history books, and you're going to see what a Joe Gulga house was. It's like, yeah. Like you've ever looked in a history
book. And the book is, and the history books have a photo of like a bunch of wood on, like a pile of wood and dust and rocks.
Yeah, it's going to be like wood faux stain to look like marble in your bathroom.
It's going to look like Hurricane Sandy afterwards.
Talking in church with cameras, Ash Wednesday, I feel for her because cancer. She's infringing in my space. Fucking Teresa never will learn to speak. I love that. And loyal soldier friend ploy. Yep. I did my note.
Yeah. Good. Why don't we talk about this piece of gossip, which we haven't talked about yet, which comes from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Which is that there was apparently a brawl involving Brandi Glanville and Kim Richards.
A physical brawl.
Physical. With like fists.
Yes.
Like Brandi attacked Kim Richards.
Love it, because at that last reunion when Kim is sticking up for Brandi and their best friends, I was like, the woman who called you, like who outed you for being a meth head on national TV, you're suddenly friends with just because she doesn't like Lisa?
I guarantee
really,
this is...
Really, Kim?
I guarantee this is what happened. As the season films.
And look at that hideous picture. I mean, both of you. Brandy's face is so full of fillers. She looks like a garbage
clown
kid.
Like a clown. Yeah, a garbage pail kid.
And
I like
Kim
that.
Looks like this napkin that I have been playing
Kim
with
looks,
and crumpling up.
Kim
for
looks
half an
all
hour.
Right. I think Kim, for Kim, I think she looks all right. I think Brandi looks scarier.
Kim looks like a palest shoe that you sanded down and realized it was cardboard underneath. She looks terrible.
She sort of looks like
moisturized.
She looks like a feminine version of Andy Warhol.
They need to start adding They need to start adding like aloe vera to Pinot Grigio.
So here's my theory about what's happened with behind this, what led to this fight, based on very little. I think the Richard sisters saw that they were on the wrong side of the Bravo fans because they were ganging up on Lisa, and they realized that the Bravo fans all hate Brandi now, and I feel like they probably changed their tune, and that probably frustrated Brandi, and then Brandi probably felt like there was a lack of loyalty, and it probably caused some tension, and it led to this fight. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, because it's all changed, because I saw Lisa's AWLS challenge, the ice bucket thing. What is that?
ALS.
Poor Lou Gehrig. Sorry, Lou. All right, we'll name another disease after you.
Yeah.
Okay? But that challenge, Lisa took it, and she was like, I nominate Brandi Glanville, Brandi Glanville, Brandi Glanville. So I guess they're friends again.
Or maybe she's doing it to spite her.
You don't spite someone with some autism challenge or whatever.
Well, maybe because she knew that Brandi wouldn't want to do it or something. Challenge. Maybe either she knew that Brandi didn't want to do it, or she's being passive-aggressive, being like, I'm going to take the higher road and still pretend that we're friends.
I don't know. I can't imagine this show redeeming itself because it got so ridiculous last year. But now that I've seen the other Housewives shows, well, New York I kind of like this year, actually.
And Atlanta was good this season.
But after seeing this show specifically, this Jersey, I'm like, I'm ready for Beverly Hills to come back.
Yeah, I am. Jersey is really terrible. This is one of the worst seasons of all the Real Housewives ever. This is worse than D.C., which I liked. And maybe as bad as Miami Season 1, which, although I liked Miami Season 1. So this may be one of the worst seasons of all
season
time.
Season 3, then. Season 3 was pretty painful of Miami.
Oh, Season 3 of Miami was very bad. This is a really bad season. But the thing with New Jersey is that I feel like nothing is happening.
Nothing is happening.
Like, nothing. And
no one talks to each other, and no one likes each other in real life, so there's no connection there. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know
like,
why they would
They had to bring in
like
Victoria Gotti to bring in some gossip.
That's
and then
really
that's not
sad.
Even, I don't know. Like
I
they,
mean, a woman who had a show canceled on E.
A&E.
A&E?
A&E.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's really scraping.
But I'm just waiting for Celebrity Apprentice, the next Celebrity Apprentice to come through, because Brandi and,
and Kenya Moore.
And Kenya are both
Hell
on
yeah,
it.
And they hate each other.
Yeah, and apparently Kenya was very difficult on the shoot.
Yeah, Kenya stole Vivica Fox's phone and, like, wrote, oh, God, it's so difficult going through menopause on her Twitter.
Oh, I did not
She's
realize
like,
that.
She, like, sent out all these fake
tweets. Oh, my God. I can't wait. No, I heard from a producer on the show.
So good.
Yeah, it's that she's very difficult.
And Donald Trump tells her when he fires her that she's the worst human being he's ever met in his life.
Wow.
Kenya. Yeah.
Why are they waiting? Why is NBC waiting? I feel like
I don't know actually because it's been in the works for a long time and
the
they
last
still
season,
haven't announced it.
The last season, the All Star one, did not do well in the ratings, which is why it wasn't on this past year. But I think that having Brandy
that
and
Trump show has been on. It's been on the skids for years. Like I don't even know what it's still doing on the air.
When they did Celebrity Apprentice, it rebounded, and then. But I think that they're smart. They're wisening up by having two Bravo stars on there because that's good. And it's I love the fact that they have Kenya on there because only because the ramifications on Atlanta with NeNe. That is NeNe's trump card. I say this every week, and I make the same pun every week, and it's not even supposed to be a pun, but that truly is NeNe's trump card. To say
not
that she
anymore.
Was on now she's on a Broadway show, right?
Now she's been on is going to be huge, because she's been on sitcoms, she's been in that Cirque du Soleil show. New Normal.
Oh, yeah. What Cirque du Soleil show
was
she on?
She was on Zumanity.
Oh, God, I would want my tickets back. She was on Zumanity for a couple of months. What was she doing?
I don't know.
What on earth was NeNe Leakes doing in Cirque du Soleil? I don't know. Probably just sitting on her fat ass.
Yeah. Chomping something with her giant teeth. They're like, watch her get through this rope in less than 5 seconds. Let's see. Then
she's on a Broadway
show. She's
going
to be on Broadway.
Which, what was the show again that she's on?
It's not bad. It's like Cinderella.
Yeah, Cinderella.
It's not bad. I mean, it's closing. She's going to close it out.
Is she going to be like the godmother?
Yeah, the evil stepmother.
Oh, the evil stepmother. Oh, that works.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I believe that. I don't know.
NeNe's like going to be totally insufferable now.
Atlanta will be good this season. You know that Apollo did not report to jail initially.
We talked about that.
Did
I
we
think,
talk about that?
We did talk about that.
Yeah, but he's in jail.
Just ran away from jail.
He's in jail now.
And I saw his Instagram message. Did you see it? Stupid Apollo. He's like, "Hi everybody, it's me, Apollo." I forgot how he talks. "It's me, Apollo. I'm here. I just wanted y'all to know I made it okay, and I'm about to turn myself in. And I'll see you all soon. And I'll be keeping you updated." I was like, "You are not going to be keeping anybody updated. You're in jail, Apollo."
Oh my god.
They do not let you use Instagram in jail, stupid.
Oh my. Keep everyone updated.
Yeah, he said something like that. Like, "I'll keep Delta. I'll talk to you later." I'm like, "No, you won't."
Yeah, in 8 years.
And your butt's so loose, you don't even know when you're pooping. I've talked about poop a lot today. Isn't that weird? I don't even have to poop.
It must be the presence of being in my apartment.
Yeah, pooping.
So should we go on to Below Deck?
Sure. Vicky Gumbelson, Brooks Ayers admits violence against her. He admitted violence against her?
All right, I'll click the link. This is from, by the way, this is from Michael Cook.
Girl.
Michael Cook says...
Well, we all knew he was a pig. Isn't this old news?
I think this is, like, further old news. Do you know, by the way, that there was gay bashing in Philadelphia, and that Greg from Real Housewives of New Jersey, Greg, the tall gay guy... He has helped, like, solve the crime.
Yeah, with Instagram.
Yeah, which is actually crazy. If you read the story, it's actually terrible.
Or,
it's
like,
good
Facebook. They were checking in on their Facebook likes.
No, because what happened was, it was, like, 15 people of, like, 20-somethings, men and women, and they attacked these two gay guys, and then Greg somehow got a hold of an Instagram photo of this group when they were at the restaurant beforehand. Because you could see in the surveillance video that some of the people were from that photo. And I guess he must have been looking at that photo on Instagram or whatever. So he tweeted the photo out to be like, you know, some people from this party gay bashed. And then someone started up a fake Twitter account, and so that way they could be anonymous. And they recognized the restaurant. And so then they checked on Facebook to see who had recently checked in at that restaurant.
Whoa.
Found at least three of the people from the picture, and let the authorities know. And now it's a whole thing. The authorities are closing in, and some of the people have started to lawyer up, and it's kind of great. So Greg actually played a role because by him tweeting that image out, someone else was able to use it to find the check-ins and all that stuff. So kind of cool. Good for Greg.
Yeah, good for that guy.
Good for that guy. Okay,
and shame on gay bashing. Who does that? Especially a big party of women and men, both?
I know.
Keep it classy, Philly.
Philly trash. Not saying that Philly is full of trash, but these were Philly trash.
Delicious cream cheese, though. Thanks for that.
The best. It is truly the best cream cheese.
It is.
I had a bagel and cream cheese today, by the way.
I really like their fluffy cream cheese.
Oh, the whipped? Yeah. I like the whipped, too.
Because you can binge easier. You don't have to wait for it to get to room temperature.
Yeah, I would actually eat, like, a bar of cream cheese if I could. Like, if someone gave it to me, if it was, like, okay for my body to do that, I would actually sit there and eat the entire bar.
Is one of the Kardashian girls on Radar Online?
Okay, so well,
what's this girl? And why is there a gif of her just walking? That's so stupid.
Yeah,
I hate the world.
Okay, we're on Radar Online. We're reading an article where Brooks has admitted to violence against Vicky. And I don't really...
He used violence against his reality star girlfriend. It admits he once owed thousands of dollars to the IRS.
Business associate filmed this footage where he says, I guess, Ayers has complaints about the OC, Real Housewives of OC, and he says, well, it's a reality show, and I've made jack compared to what Vicky makes. I made $17,000.
I made $17,500. Well, you're not a star. You're not a cast member. I'm surprised they even pay you, stupid cockface.
Yeah.
And I love that the sleazy footage was filmed in a Las Vegas hotel room by a business associate. Mm-hmm. People are so gross.
I know.
Should we just watch it?
Yeah, we're going to watch it. 3 minutes. We're going to watch it. We're going to play it.
Okay, we're going to just talk over it while it plays.
Yeah. Can you guys hear it? I hope you can. Because you can't talk back to us. I'm like, can you guys hear it?
Yeah. Depths and threats.
Brooko, airs a miss.
Oh, yeah, he's saying he didn't make any money.
It's a real sleazy hotel room.
Yeah, this is really this is gross. Like a,
this is like a Motel 8. He's... I think he's drunk. I love that this guy's
complaining about having to pay child support. I don't think they're going to be able to hear this.
Yeah, I don't think so. Sorry,
I'm going to press stop.
Yeah,
it's yeah. Okay. Brooks is disgusting. I guess you could just imagine what that's going to be like for 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's all the same shit.
He grabbed her. Okay, Ayers has previously been accused of making threats towards Gumbelson in the past, and the other person in the video brings up a new claim that when Ayers and Gumbelson were on vacation in Puerto Vallarta, he grabbed her during a drunken night out. And Brooke said, I didn't grab her in the back of the hair like that, he says, extending his left arm and out palm open. I was mad and I was wrong, and that's the only source of violence they have seen me do.
Oh, gosh.
So he just said he didn't do it. The only thing I've ever done with Vicky, when I just came out of this bathroom and we were in this place and I saw a guy grab her ass, and I came up and said, what the hell? And she said, it's not a big deal. And I said, yes, it's a big deal. And I was wrong. There is never a right or wrong or excuse to ever touch a woman, particularly in public or private, ever. So I'll own that. But it was never a hit or a slap.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who cares? Is that really it? I thought he would, like, beat Vicky. I mean, not to sound disappointed.
This was, like, honestly, like, a nothing article.
This was. Michael, come on, Michael.
Razor game.
That was a lot of time we devoted to that.
Yeah, that was a big
He didn't even do anything new. That's dumb.
All right, so speaking of protective violence, why don't we go on to Below Deck?
Okay.
So we actually just watched this together.
We sure did.
Maids
cleaning things. Okay, well, I had some extra time this week, and I watched last week's episode because people were all pissy that we didn't watch it and said it was really good, and you know I hate that shit, but I watched it, and I laughed so hard, it was so good. Yeah. So last week, there was this, like,
Below
gay
Deck Redemption.
Asshole on there, this asshole who happened to be gay, but he was just like this, for some reason, it makes me more mad when gays act like that because it's one of us, you know, and I'm like, come on, you're an ambassador of the boat.
Ronnie, you only like the normal gays.
Yeah. Get in trouble for our kind of gays that we like. But I just don't like when gay people act like that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like when Lebanese people act like that girl on Game of Crowns either, okay?
And I don't like when my Jewish people act like Princess Long Island. But you know what? We have Bravo to thank for setting us all back.
Yes, Bravo hurts all of us. Bravo hurts. You know that all
wave
races.
Of you know how there's like a wave of anti-Semitism going on in Europe right now? It's like the worst since World War II.
It's because of Bravo. Cable.
They just got Princesses Long Island.
Yeah, they probably did.
That's good job, Andy Cohen.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Jerk.
Your own people.
Yeah, you're hurting. That's why those gay bashing people did it. They got like Bravo free for a week, and all the gay people are getting killed in Philly.
All the Europeans are like, "Wait a second! We were right."
Yeah, totally. So anyway, the guy was just like an evil queen. And the girl who's like Shelley Long crossed with...
Cate Blanchett,
yeah, that's Frumpy good.
Cate Blanchett.
I love her.
With a bad weave.
She's like a smart ass, like too good for this kind of girl. And she is too good for it.
She's way
too classy.
She always says, I have a resting bitch face, which is true. And she's also a bitch.
Well, her excuse was, she goes, you know, I have bitching rest face, which is a real thing. I love it. Like, that is a real disease.
Yeah.
But the guy told her she was acting bitchy. Like, he basically told her off in front of everybody. And so, to get back at him, she always does a special fold of the towel or the blankets on the bed. And instead of shaping it like an anchor or a star, she shaped it like a big cock and left it on his bed.
A rocket ship, I thought.
And it caused this huge controversy. And all the maids are like, oh my God! You did that, now we're not going to get a tip, you bitch. Just because someone was completely misogynistic and mean to you on national television doesn't give you the right to make a penis shape out of a blanket. It was so good.
Oh, yeah.
So that was last week.
And so this week things started off on a casual note.
Can I have Reese's Pieces?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's actually talking, they're only talking. Chips. Bring the whole bag over.
Oh, they're chip, like cooking chips?
Yeah. Sorry, I got it. I made some of Ina Garten's chocolate peanut butter globs, and I called for these.
Oh my God, they're peanut butter chocolate chips.
Yeah. Thank you. A little snack time for Ben and Nani.
Yeah, snack time.
Whoa. Sorry, I just put some up. No, I'm taking them all.
Oh, you are? You're so skinny.
I haven't had lunch. I'm starving.
This is an Ina Garten lunch right here, because you know how this bitch eats when those candles
come in,
those cameras are off. Oh, Bueller's not here to eat that off the
floor. I dropped a chip. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, if Ina was here eating lunch and there were no cameras on, she would be eating chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, this week...
Those are lovely.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they? They're really good. I got chocolate chips, too, if you want.
No, no.
Okay. So they... First, what happens is they all go to Peg Legs, which is like their local... canteen.
Which, you know what? Shame on you, Bravo. You just had Aviva on the show. Could we name it something a little more politically correct?
I know. Could you imagine if Aviva had flown down? And she's already so stressed from the flight. There should have been a banner up thanking Reed, and then you take her to Peg Legs.
No, she would have been like, now this is how to show me a vacation. I got here, and they've named a restaurant after me. Thank you. This is all I've been asking is for a little respect.
Glasses shaped like Aviva. Drinking out of empty legs.
Stemless wine glasses.
So anyway, so they're there. And so first we have... Who's the hot guy? What's his name?
Kenny, I don't know their names. Johnny. They're maids.
So there's the hot guy.
I call them all Romana.
Okay. So there's a hot guy. He's a former, like, military guy. And he has a crush on this very plain girl named Janice. Okay. And so but I guess he tried to kiss Janice, and Janice was like, no. Which is ridiculous, because Janice will never do better than this guy.
Right?
He's so hot.
This guy is so hot, and Janice is hot because she's 20, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That girl, I don't know. That girl's not as hot as she thinks she is. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. So they go out to this bar, and so Janice starts to talk to these douchebags. And she's flirting with them, and they're really bad. And then they call over the other two girls, and they're all sitting at the table, and the other two girls realize, you know what, these guys are douchebags, we're not going to stay here. So they get up to leave, and the guys say, oh, go fuck yourself. And they're like, what? And then they're like, yeah, you shit, fuck, cunts, whatever. They're like real assholes, huge assholes.
Mm-hmm.
So then the hot guy goes, Ryan and I really enjoyed this part. The hot guy at this point was shirtless, for really no reason, shirtless. Yeah. When he found out that these guys were saying this stuff about his sister... Like, put on a shirt and, like, went running over the bar. I was going to start a fight. Ryan and I were both, like, on the couch. Like, oh, my God.
I was really mad, actually, because he put back on his shirt to do it and then never took it back off again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thanks a lot for messing that up, sister.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this Janice girl messing around with these douchebags when she has a super hot guy who wants to, like, basically bone her? And he's sensitive and sweet.
She wasn't doing anything with them except accepting their free drinks.
Yeah, but, like,
And that's the thing with guys. They're like, I bought you drinks. That means we get to gangbang you back at our room.
Right.
It's like, no, that doesn't mean that, okay? It means you get a shot. It's like buying a lottery ticket,
but
okay?
I think, though, and this is not a blaming the victim thing. I think she was enjoying the flirtations, for sure. She was enjoying the attention. But it's like, you should be able to get that fulfilled from the guy. The hot guy.
Yeah, but the thing is, she's sharing a cabin with him. It's like sleeping in a closet together.
True.
As it is. You can't be dating somebody on a boat.
Yeah.
The thing is, she's really flirtatious with him and turning him down. Like, so she finally gave him a speech about why she's turning him down. She's like, well, here's the thing. I think we're really compatible and we could be in a really good relationship
as
together.
Friends. Fundamentally.
That's not how you start. You just say, look, I'm sorry it's not going to work out between us. I have a boyfriend. I'm into my boyfriend.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
You don't say we're perfect for each other, but...
I'm really compatible with my boyfriend.
You have anger issues. And she's also, like, looking at him, mm-hmm. like, kind of romantically. And then later she's like, do you need a hug?
Do you need a hug? It's so patronizing.
What's wrong with you? And he's like, I don't want to talk about it. I'll be fine. I need to just get over it. She's like... Would you want me to hug you? He's like, no. She's like, well, whenever you want to just hang out. Get out of here. You got dumped. It's like she can't take that she got dumped.
But I think she dumped him, though. She rejected him.
She rejected him.
She rejected him, but then she didn't want to, like...
But now
she didn't
want to be the bad guy. Her yeah, by not did. Talking to her anymore.
So yeah, because she doesn't. She's uncomfortable with being the bad guy.
God, we're talking about maids fucking. Who cares?
Like, I care.
Aurora flirted with Aurora. No one cares. That's stupid.
I watched Downton Abbey. I care about maids. But the thing is that he's so hot. Like, he could get anyone. Like, I was like, why are you so hung up on this very plain, average girl? Sweet, nice looking, but, like, he can do so much better.
I think just because she's right there in his... Literally. She's there, you know? It's like
a foot away from his crotch. I need to give him
time. Yeah. You know, that's why you have to have the rule, like, don't fuck neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Because what else are you going to do? They're right there. You know, why not? Or, like, don't fuck people at work. Why wouldn't you? You're at work all day. There's people there.
Right.
And you do it. But then, you know, that's what you do when you're 20.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a little older, you know what that causes because you've had so many slashed tires, poison drinks.
Yeah.
You know the babies. Children.
Work babies in the workplace.
Yes, little Applebee's babies, little good apples running around.
Yeah, you don't need that. But meanwhile, it's funny because while that was all happening, the chef Ben and Kat were having sex.
The chef Ben talks like an animaniac. Like, I'll make whatever I want for dinner.
I like her quite a bit. I think I might be doing Australian.
Now we're doing. Out. We're like, still doing like, our.
Let me give you a little bit of friendly advice, Kat.
Yeah, no, it's
do a four-course meal.
He's just English. He's just English. He's but just it's English. Hard to switch back like over this. To English.
So it's a little difficult to switch. I like. Now I'm doing some weird, like, strange, vaguely European accent. Like, it's a little weird. It's a little weird to be.
It's a little weird to be over here. You know, I don't really appreciate her telling me what to cook for dinner.
I'm a chef. It's just when things are done. This is how I do it.
He's obnoxious.
He actually is really cocky and obnoxious. And but the best part is, though, so they go and have sex really loudly, and everyone hears it. And then the next day when the charter comes on, the charter guests, someone's like, there's a stain on my seahorse pillow. And they show it. It's like a big old
sperm stain.
Big old jizz stain. Like Monica Lewinsky looks like Demure compared to the seahorse. I couldn't believe they showed that on Bravo. It was amazing.
And I love it because he's the same guy who last week was like, Kate, you're so unprofessional for making a penis pillow on the bed. That jeopardized our whole tip. Like, you spooged on the guest pillow.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to lecture somebody.
You shot your
wad. Like, I'd love to see you lecture somebody again.
Yeah.
You just emptied your cartridge on a seahorse pillow from fucking Pier 1. That's disgusting.
Oh, my goodness. And the best part is the other girl, the sister of the hot guy, she's like, can you believe this? There's like a stain right here. She's like touching it. They're like, don't touch it. Your finger's pregnant now.
Yeah. So I don't understand. He would do that. I mean, how does that even get there? Look at this pretty pillow. What happened?
Who would want a jizz on a seahorse anyway? It was a tacky pillow.
Those things are scaly.
It was meant to be. They should just chuck it into the ocean and be done with it.
God, hopefully they did. It's like they were trying to wash that pillow. Gross.
That would be like the next Godzilla movie is when they tossed a pillow with sperm into the ocean, and the sperm intertwined with some like moray eel, and this crazy like half eel, quarter Ben, quarter
Pacific
cat
Rim.
Monster comes out, and then just gets drunk and crashes down onto peg legs.
More peg legs. Or Beavis like, finally, I had someone appreciate my. My return, and it's been crushed
by a sea monster caused by your seahorse semen pillow.
Oh, okay.
So then,
what else happened on that?
So then, this charter came on board, and they were like the best charter from last season, and everything was great.
This time they brought their gay son.
Yikes. They brought their gay son who likes to booze. Everything he likes is booze.
By the way, hot.
Hot gay son, you thought?
So cute.
Oh, I did not like
him. I loved him. And also I like him because he's really rude. And so if you're ever at a restaurant and you're dating and you have a problem with the food, you don't have to complain to the waiter. You can tell him, and he'll be like, you're not doing your job.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see what a 5% tip looks like? I'll show you right now.
Mm-hmm. Because that's exactly what happened. Basically, Ben decided to do a 4-course meal, and even if you can do a 4, he always is behind in his cooking. That's, I don't know how, as a chef, you can be so far behind with your cooking. These people sat down at like 9:15 p.m., somewhere like that. They were not done with their 4-course meal until 11:45. And these were small dishes.
Yeah, those weren't even courses. Like, one plate was a shrimp.
Yeah, a 4-course meal should take an hour max. That's,
yeah.
It's not a lot, you know? Like, even if you were to do, like, an 8-course tasting menu, that's like 2 hours. So for it to be 2.5 hours and to wait that long. Apparently, there was also issues because Kate was the only one serving everyone. And Kat was asleep downstairs. But I blame it all on Ben. Like, his timing was awful.
And they were sitting there waiting for dinner forever. I shouldn't have had waiters to get them drunk, though.
And this is the second time this happened. Two episodes ago that happened, where everyone had to wait for the food. The food was taking forever. And they do serve them booze, and then they get more irritable because they're drinking on empty stomachs. And then that's why you have that guy go in, and he's like, I just want you to know, I don't know what's going on above deck or below deck. I don't know what the issue is, but, like, there are other people involved, and, like, you have a job to do, so you have to do the job. And then Kate was just like, you're right.
And he's like, if you're a manager, it's your job to manage a boat, and if someone has something to say, then it's your job to listen to them. And she's like, you're right. I completely agree.
Yeah. Completely. And then just, like, silence.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
I like when these shows accidentally get an intelligent person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why Lisa Vanderpump's so fun. You know, someone like that, they're, like, legitimately rich, and they're legitimately... They're not just fakers. Like, everyone on these shows are such phonies. So to find people that are actually legit, it's mm-hmm. just such a refreshing thing. And that Kate chick should be on every show. I love her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm a big fan. And then I guess as the show wound down, they wound up going up to some beach, and they ran into... what's her name? The lesbian from last season.
Andrea?
No.
She's going to be awful.
I forgot her name all of a sudden.
But now she's going to come on the boat next week with the guest. And
she's going to be a guest. And I always liked her last season, to be honest. Maybe I just like bitchy women. But
I don't understand why everybody hated her so much. She was just asking them to do their job. I mean,
I guess in a mean way.
Well.
I don't know.
Managers suck, I guess.
I know. She likes mean, managers. Cold lesbian.
What else is on Bravo this week? Did you watch any singles project?
I didn't. Did you?
I did. I watched episode 6. I'm not sure if it was this week's or last week's, because I watched that one online. Let's see. They all went on dates mm-hmm. with people.
Yeah.
That really annoying blonde girl went out with the artist guy, and they had some, like, art date. And he's like, I just wanted to say, like, before we even start, like, it was so awesome watching how you talked about me on the show last week, and how was the best date of your life? Mm-hmm. It's so hard to watch this, and they're so aware of what they're doing.
It's so strange,
you know?
Right? Like,
it is.
It's so fourth wally, but I don't know. Like,
it was fine. I think my problem with it is just I just generally don't like dating at all.
Yeah.
And, like, when my friends talk to me about dating, and I don't want you to feel like you can never talk. You never really do that much.
I've talked to you about dating before, at least hookups.
Yeah. Like, talking about it is one thing, but you know those friends who, that's all they do? It's, like, their whole life, that's all they ever have to talk about is, like, what some guy thinks of them, or what some girl thinks of them, or what did I do wrong? Like, my neighbor, who, thank God, will never listen to this show, is so sweet. But he had this guy staying with him, and... It was like some out-of-town guest that they met on... They've been talking online for years, and then the guy finally came in town, and they were staying together because the guy was on vacation, so he thought it was going to be like this romantic week with this guy, and they were going to have all the sex. Well, the guy didn't want anything sexual. He just basically wanted a place to stay.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell my friend that. But he's like, I don't understand it. Like, he's just looking away from me, and he's not in the bed with me, and he looks like he's afraid I'm going to touch him.
Because he probably is.
And I said, well, you know, I mean, you know, there's a whole book called He's Just Not That Into You.
Yeah.
And I think that if he's not into you, I mean, you can't rape him. You can't get him to, it's been 5 days. Just back away. Like,
yeah.
don't make an ass of yourself. And he's like, but can't I just, like, maybe do this or do this? Is it me? Is it because I'm too old? Is it because I'm ugly?
Yes,
I mean, it was just, like, days. And
well, you know, it's strange.
Like, get a life, dude. Who cares? It's some random loser off the internet. He's cross-eyed. He smells like B.O. He's, like, missing a tooth.
Yeah.
Who cares? Go out. I mean, you get fucked more on Grindr, you know? And that's, like, straight from the comfort of your own phone. Like, who cares? Stop it.
I don't know.
Read a book.
I used to, when I first came out of the closet, I used to talk about the guys I was seeing and dating all the time. I was like, oh my God, I'm seeing this guy. I'm like, I don't know. I think I like him.
That's because that's when you first came out.
Yeah, and it's sort of like it's like being a teenager, you know?
Yeah.
But I think eventually you start
to... It's like when you first become a Christian, you're like, Jesus! Everybody Jesus! Like, you cannot hang around a new Christian for at least a year. It's like, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, obviously, whenever anyone meets someone that they're excited about, they're going to talk about them, and, like, that's totally fine, and that's great. But when it's all that they want to talk about is, like, but do they like this? I don't know if they like me. I don't know. And that's every single time you meet them, then it's a problem. And it's kind of like being stuck in, like, an adolescent mindset.
And that's how the Singles Project feels to me. Mm-hmm. It's like that friend who won't stop talking about it, and they're so needy, and they have nothing going on in their own lives, and they have, like, this big gaping hole. I didn't mean that literally, but they have, I guess it is literally, they have, like, this big gaping hole that they need filled, and the only thing that can fill it is somebody else thinking something nice about them, mm-hmm. and it's just, I've been there, like, we're all human, you know, but it's just such a sad way. Like, my friend, I have another friend who's kind of obsessed like that, and she's like, well, what's, you know, in your experience, what's better, like, OkCupid or Tinder? And I was like, a book. Read a fucking book, okay? Right. So when you meet someone in real life, you have something to talk about that's not just, like, other people that you saw on a fucking cell phone, okay?
Yeah.
Jesus. At the end of the day, you're going to take his pants off. He's going to have a wiener. It's going to go inside of you. And it's going to be over, all right? Just like every other time. Just do something else. Like, Jesus Christ. Get a hobby. Join a fucking meetup group. I don't know. It's got to be something other than dick in your life, you know?
Yeah, well, some people are lonely. Maybe you're lonely, Ronnie, on the inside.
No, I mean, look, I'm not. I'm like the opposite of lonely. I get the need for it. I get the need for companionship, and I get the desire for companionship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the need for approval that's so deafening that you can't live a happy life unless some idiot you don't even know thinks you're cute. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know,
there's like billions of people in the world. You only have to find one that thinks you're hot.
Well, you're privileged because you, you know, I think that speaks of your self-esteem, too. I mean, I think you're a pretty, like, self-confident person, and there are people who are just not confident, especially people who are gay, who had to, like, deal with childhood taunting or not being able to fit in or not being athletically gifted or whatever. Not to say that you can't be athletically gifted if you're gay, but there's usually a pretty big correlation on that.
Well, it was all of those things. I mean, I have my insecurity.
But it affects some people harder than others, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, if you've always felt like you didn't fit in, you know, it will impact you. And sometimes you want to feel like someone, like, adores you or thinks you're great or something like that. And
well, I want that too. I want a relationship eventually. I just think it's sad where it's like every person, especially if you look at something like OkCupid, okay? So they've added the swipe feature like Tinder.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone has a swipe feature now.
Right.
And when you're swipe, and you start realizing, like, you're swiping through thousands of people, you know? So you go out with one, and one's a freak. Does that really need to ruin your entire month? Like,
I know, I hate
another one.
Yeah, no, I do hate people like that. Like, oh, I had a bad date. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, this is what's wrong?
Gonna call
Why can't
me?
I find?
Yeah. It's like this guy lives in the fucking far out valley where it's 110 degrees right now.
Mm-hmm.
He works at a Sizzler, and his ambitions are to, like, he just left that section blank. What are you crying about? Find something better.
Right. And also keep your standards high, because I feel like sometimes people, they will be like, well, this person's okay. I'll date them. And they go on a few dates with them, and they're like, they turn out to be shitty because you didn't keep your standards high. And I'm like, why is it always a loser? I only find losers. Well, it's because you should have actually swiped left on that person, you know, instead of swiped right.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a combination of sometimes people aren't willing to stick through it enough, and sometimes people are too willing to settle.
Yeah. Well, for someone who hates listening to relationship talk, I just got into it a lot.
You got, this is where we're coming into you right see? Now. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. That show just gets on my nerves. But then now I've watched it 3 times, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen with that guy. Like, I really want to know what's going to happen with that poor, like, white bread Cosby dentist guy who wears bow ties.
Oh,
like, what's going to happen to him, poor thing? Well, everyone's like, loser, but, you know.
Andrea Copeland on our Facebook page said, if you watch the singles product over a few weeks, even though they are real people, you become invested in their happiness, discord, and the openness of it all, I'm in. She has a point. I can see that.
I'm getting there. We didn't have to. It wasn't required viewing this week, and I still watched it.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll watch it next week, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, that was a feeling I got at the end. I was like, why am I doing this to myself? They're like, what is Tabasum? First of all, no one is named Tabasum. That is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Tabasum?
Tabasum, no. That girl wants to be like a reporter on Entertainment Tonight or something.
Is Tabasum the one who's
She's like the 34? Gorgeous, yeah, the gorgeous one. Like, I guess she's the oldest one out of all of them. She's beautiful. She's like a Entertainment Tonight looking girl and acting.
Right.
And she's a cold bitch, and she wonders why she can't find a man, because you're a cold bitch, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I'm looking, no, I've been sitting here.
Don't look at the calories, I don't want to know, because I probably had about,
I had a half a cup. We've been quietly eating these Reese's chips.
I think I've had a half a cup, so what was that? Well, what do I care?
Yeah, go look.
But anyway, Tabasum, what was I going to say about her? She goes on this date with this cheese ball guy.
Oh, yeah, the German.
That blonde, cheesy guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you're beautiful, and you're so amazing, and I just want someone to be beautiful. And she's like, wow, you know, this is the most comfortable I've ever been. I can't even believe the cameras are here. It's like, ugh, I guess I can.
Yeah.
He's a cheese ball. He's obviously just here to be on TV.
Yeah, he was clearly
And
cast.
You're obviously only liking him because he's hot. So, fuck both of you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever, Ben, whatever.
Yeah, Ronnie just threw a napkin. The napkin I gave him at the top of the podcast to fiddle with, he threw it at my microphone in a very rude fashion. Anyway, why don't we wrap this up?
Okay, bye.
So everyone, remember, come to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. And also, I'm at B-Side Blog on all social media. Ronnie is at...
Trash Talk TV or Ronnie Karam. And just come to TrashTalkTV.com. This is the end of Big Brother this week. Next week. So next week will be my last Big Brother in 2 minutes video, but come watch us at the site or YouTube.com/TrashTalkTeeVee.
And then remember to go to Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And you can support us there. And guess what? We'll have, if you support at... was it $2 an episode? I think it's $2
an
episode.
Yeah, next week we are going to be starting bonus episodes. So we'll be having after shows where we will be talking about other stuff.
I'm assuming talk about the Survivor. Oh, wait, no, we will not talk about that. We'll figure out.
Well, next week's Big Brother and Survivor. I'm going to be in Texas next week.
We have to figure out when we're going to record. You know.
Cool.
That's on our end.
Come on, guys. Come on over. And thanks for everything, everybody.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we...
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.